Radio MD. RadioMD.com. It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Labels are everywhere. We label other people. We label ourselves. But what do the labels, addict, recovering, or unhealthy, really mean? Labels often come with negative associations and stereotypes that get in the way of treatment and that get in the way of our overall health and wellness. My guest today, Melanie Haber, is the Vice President of Brand Development at Recovery Brands, a truly innovative company that is working to make us all more conscious about the labels we use. She's here today to talk to us about how we could be more mindful of the ways we talk about ourselves and others, how labels may be creating barriers, and how to remove the stigma of labels and clear the way for people to get treatment that works for them. I'm so honored to have Melanie with us. Melanie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Erica. I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this issue.
Yeah, me too. I was just going to say, this is such an important and really insightful conversation that you and I briefly had before we got on, before we went live, and just about how we may not understand, it's so subconscious how we've created these labels, or that even from our youth, we've had certain labels that were placed on us, and how that has really limited us and how we could change that moving forward. Can you talk a little bit more about how you approach this subject?
Absolutely. So when I'm talking about labels, I always encourage people to really think back to their childhood and the agreements that we've all made with ourselves that have certainly limited us in our lives. So, for example, you know, when you're younger, you decide that you're bad at math, or you decide that you're bad at sports. These beliefs, these truths that we've decided on and declared, are self-fulfilling prophecies. We might never give ourselves a chance to excel in these areas because we've already created this absolute label that limits us and limits our potential.
Right. Absolutely. And you and I were talking about that and how, my own story is that, yes, I was bad at math. So I always thought, I'll just never bother with it. Don't even try doing it. Or, you know, sometimes we may think we're not good enough for something, or we're not going to be able to get sober. We're not going to be able to be a healthy human being. And so we put those limitations upon ourselves. And it's so dangerous because all of us are capable of achieving hope and all of us are capable of achieving health. It's just a matter of finding that individual path that works for you. And I know that you guys at Recovery Brands really believe in that same kind of mindset, that we all have a way to get to live our best lives. It's just about taking away those self-fulfilling prophecies that aren't working for us.
Exactly. You know, in our line of work here at Recovery Brands, we do deal with addiction and recovery. And we've been working to eliminate the stigma and the labels around addiction and mental health specifically. Because just as there's stigma with addictions, there's also stigma attached to many other health-related issues. And a lot of times the stigma begins with the way we label ourselves and one another. So, for example, by calling someone an addict or a junkie or an alcoholic, or saying that someone relapsed, or saying that a loved one of someone struggling with addiction is an enabler, these are ways that we're characterizing someone by a specific circumstance. And it really reduces a person from a friend, a son, a daughter, a mother, a brother, to a product of a circumstance, which suddenly defines them. And I think the same really goes for individuals who are labeled as unhealthy or a health freak or anorexic or crazy or psycho.
Right. Exactly. So how do we begin to learn how to be aware of what's going on without adopting this kind of label, or without, you know, placing a limitation? Because I feel like that is a limitation, especially, you know, I have clients that come in and they say, you know, I'm not really comfortable with calling myself an addict every day when I have been sober a year now, or I feel recovered and I feel healthy and I feel like I have created a new identity. Why do I have to still, you know, talk about, you know, my addiction per se every single day? And I always tell people, you don't have to do that. If that's not serving you, you don't have to do that. And some people do like to be reminded of that every day, but I really encourage people to find what works for them and not be stuck to doing something that, you know, they're told to do.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it's just all about the way that we frame things. And I think that we need to hold ourselves accountable and also hold others accountable for encouraging people to think about how we can reframe the label. So, for example, here at Recovery Brands, we use the language individual struggling with addiction or an individual on the road to recovery, you know, rather
that.
Than saying
yeah.
addict or junkie. We even just had a big discussion today about the word clean when referring to uh-huh. someone who is sober. But if you think about the antonym dirty, is someone who's using dirty? No. It's
right.
just really important to think about the nuances of the language and to think about the impact of our words.
Right, absolutely. So can you tell the audience a little bit about Recovery Brands, what you guys do, what makes, you know, I know that the people that you work with, you guys are just so incredibly dedicated to, you know, giving people a way of healing. And just tell our audience a little bit about what you guys do over there.
Sure. So Recovery Brands owns a portfolio of addiction and recovery websites. Two of yeah. our largest sites are rehabs.com and recovery.org. And what we do is we provide resources to millions of people who are struggling with addiction to help them facilitate informed decisions about treatment options and facilities. So on our sites, we have online directories of treatment centers. We have rehab reviews. We have support forums and professional communities that have supported countless families in their decisions to pursue recovery. So we're all about, you know, not only changing the conversation around addiction and inspiring individuals to seek the help that they deserve, but we also want to make sure that individuals know that resources exist and there are people and places out there that can really help them get the treatment that they need.
Right, absolutely. And I know that with that being said, you obviously work with people that are interested in not carrying on the stigma of addiction and not carrying out these labels too, you know, with forward-thinking places that I know have been, at the forefront of doing inspiring things and helping, you know, I really love that there are so many ways out there for people to heal. Like there's so many paths. You don't have to go one way. You could have a little bit of everything. And I know that you guys encourage people to do that too, to try meditation, to try AA, to try treatment, to try an outpatient or a therapist. I mean, on your sites, there's just so many different options for people. And not to make it that it's too confusing, it's just that we all deserve to know what our options are.
Exactly. I mean, we like to think of it as treatment is not one size fits all. You know, the
exactly.
same way that when someone is looking for colleges, you know, it's what a great university for me might not be a great fit for the other person. There are so many, we're each unique individuals, and there are
yes.
so many factors that would support us in getting the right help. So it's really about finding that method of treatment, finding that place, finding that person who's the right fit for you. It's, like I said, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right. And that's why, you know, I really encourage people to go to your websites, because there is a lot of questions that people have when they're approaching this point in their life, and they really don't have the answers. And it's, you know, it's hard because there's so much information out there, and really to have all of it in one place makes it so much more efficient and helpful. So I appreciate what you guys do. Can you tell our audience where they could find you and again with the website so that they could get the help that they need?
Sure, absolutely. So as I mentioned, we're Recovery Brands. So you can visit us at recoverybrands.com. And two of our biggest websites that help consumers are rehabs.com, that's rehabs.com, and recovery.org, recovery.org.
That's fantastic. And these are such wonderful resources that you guys do provide for people. And I know that they've helped a lot of the clients that I've worked with. And I know you're continuing to always give up-to-date information, which is also really incredible. As new things come up, you guys are always there delivering the information that people should know about. So thank you so much, Melanie, for this insightful conversation. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.